There's a TV commercial from a while back. I can't remember whether it's for a car company, cigarette manufacturer, or something like Metamucil, but it shows a lone automobile forking off a busy superhighway and heading off into the wilderness. It's supposed to be a representation of rugged individualism and the ability to think for oneself rather than going along with the crowd. Again, when it comes to choosing your next vehicle, smoke, or perhaps over-the-counter regularity cure. I sometimes think of that commercial when I'm heading upstate from the city along the West Side Highway and leave much of the traffic and what feels like the rat race queuing to get onto the George Washington Bridge behind. Indeed, that's the moment when it feels as if the weekend begins. The Hudson Valley has its particular delights, but one of the most profound, particularly if the occasionally terrifying Taconic State Parkway is your escape route, is the feeling that you're shedding the crowd and everything that goes along with it. This stands in stark contrast to other destinations favored by city folk, particularly the Hamptons, which I enjoy in limited doses, especially to remind me of what I'm missing. And what I'm missing includes the lavish traffic jams getting out there and many of the same people one tries to avoid in the city. I'm not arguing the Hudson Valley is some sort of social void. Quite the opposite. In fact, our social life upstate is probably more active than it is in the city. It's just that, as with Metamucil, you can regulate it. You can go out almost every night if you feel like it or lead a hermetic existence. There are all sorts of interesting people hiding out in these here woods, writers, artists, architects, even a smattering of celebrities, but you'd never know. And did I mention fashion designers? They include Bibu Mohapatra, a friend and Indian fashion designer who has dressed the likes of Michelle Obama, Glenn Close, Viola Davis, and Allison Janney. I attended Bibu's recent Fashion Week show, packed with banks of photographers, preening influencers, the fashion press, and of course long-legged models walking the runway in Bibu's latest creations. The scene couldn't have felt further from the quiet retreat that Bibu shares with his husband, artist Robert Beard, in Stuyvesant, New York. I know as much about fashion as I do about string theory, but I describe Bibu's designs as influenced both by the bold, sun-drenched colors of his native India and haute couture with a healthy dose of fun thrown in. For example, the printed crepe dress and silk and wool cutaway jacket Michelle Obama wore when she stepped off Air Force One on a 2015 trip to India. The ensemble featured a giant flower that blossomed across the dress's front. But I was less interested in discussing Bibu's work when we got together for lunch last week at a Mexican restaurant overlooking the Hudson River and an Amtrak train crossing in Stuyvesant than I was the importance of his upstate home to his mental health. Bibu had just returned from Paris Fashion Week, where he'd shown his 75-piece collection, with a stopover in London for dinner. "It's not such a race," he said, of the tranquility he feels as soon as he sets foot in the house he shares with Bobby. "It's your own little sanctuary to go in there and be who you want. I don't shave for 2 days." Sometimes he'll catch the Friday evening train from Penn Station and return to the city late Sunday morning. Bobby notes ruefully that Bibu has never spent a full uninterrupted week upstate. But even that limited amount of time is often enough to clear the fog, as he describes it, of the relentless demands on his time and energy and creativity back in the city. Fashion in New York can be exciting, he explained, but also suffocating. Of course, the area is changing. Stepping into a Hudson bar last weekend, shortly after he got off the train, Bibu and Bobby ran into a couple of well-known New York City fashionistas. And if Bobby had his way, according to Bibu, their weekends would be scheduled as rigorously with cocktail parties and dinners as his weeknights are. But the charm of the Hudson Valley, your sociable partner notwithstanding, is that you can be as active as you want or not at all. While the couple doesn't quite lead a Green Acres existence upstate, they did have livestock, at least for a while. 17 chickens named after supermodels, Bibu reported. Linda, Naomi, Claudia. When they were invited to dinner parties, they'd bring fashion eggs, decorated by Bobby. Unfortunately, poultry has a way of disappearing, turned into nourishment by those further up the food chain. There were 6 hens after the first attack, and then but 1 after the second. Appropriately, it was Naomi, named after Naomi Campbell, the tough broad Bibu remembered affectionately. He was referring both to the famously combative fashion model and also to his last laying hen.